What's the last thing you want to hear? You ever think about that?
Okay, here. If we're going to think of it that way.
Yeah.
Are we assuming there's an afterlife?
No.
No afterlife. Nope. Literally the last thing you'll hear.
Yeah.
Because, like, your brain can fuck with you, even if there isn't. You know what I mean? Your brain can fuck with you to the point where you think you hear God say, like, it's okay.
Yeah,
or something
no,
like that. You're talking about, like, the last actual thing I hear.
I mean, like, yeah. If this is it. If this is it, what's the last thing you want to hear?
Do you think a bullet travels faster than the speed of sound?
We could probably look that up. I think probably, yeah. No, because it would have to make a sonic boom.
Oh, okay.
It would have to break the sound barrier. But I don't think you would hear it. I don't think there'd be enough
time. That's what I'm saying.
There wouldn't be enough time to register. Like, that's the sound of a speeding bullet, you know?
No. Not like it wouldn't have enough time to speed at all. I would have done it myself, is what I'm saying.
So the last thing you would have heard is the sound of a trigger clicking.
Okay. Yeah. That's probably pissed at least 5 people off that I just said.
Yeah, all right.
Because you're supposed to, the thing these days, is you need to trigger warnings, right? You gotta TW
yep.
Suicide is what you have to put at the top of the post. TW flashing lights if you're epileptic.
TW smoking.
That yeah. Yep. Yeah.
My kid, we were watching something the other day, and it was like PG. It wasn't whatever the not M for mature, but the one underneath.
NC-17.
That's it. That's the one. And she was like, "What's insertion?" And I was like, don't worry about it." No, she was. It was like whatever it was. It was rated that way, and the reason that it was rated that way was it was smoking and gambling. And she's like, "What's what?"
Smoking and gambling.
Yeah, and I don't even remember. Oh, you know what it was? It was Newsies.
The Newsies?
Yeah, it's because the one Newsie has a unlit cigar in his mouth at some point.
Sure.
And they were like, I don't know.
It's fucking hilarious. There's that scene in the Ninja Turtles movie where they...
split half a pack of Marlboro Reds underneath a dumpster and then play CeeLo.
Close. But it's when they go to the Foot headquarters for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And you see, like, the new kid
right.
getting the initiation from... God damn it. That actor
mm-hmm.
who's in that movie.
With that other guy?
Shit. Damn it.
Is that where they turn off all the lights and then all the bells?
That's the second
one. That's the second one.
That's the second one.
But it was just the mayor's bat. Like, whoever, the guy's like kid. He's the one that goes.
No. He's the newspaper editor.
That's it.
Or not the newspaper, but the news station.
Right.
President or whatever the fuck.
Affluent anyway. Father and.
Danny, his son Danny.
Danny. Yeah. Danny just needs a hug.
Well, the first time we go to the Foot, it's...
You're always on Chopper 4, Dad. You're always more concerned about Chopper 4 than me.
And then he just got out of the car and ran.
Yeah.
And dad's like, well, I got to get to work, so I'm not chasing him.
What are the odds he's going to end up in an underground ninja headquarters?
Ninja gang in the middle of New York City.
Probably pretty low.
Yeah.
Well, most days, you're right, Bob, except for today.
But there's a scene in that movie where they are initiating this new group of kids. Yeah. It's none of the main characters. It's definitely like an exposition,
like the red shirts
scene.
Yeah,
where they're like, anything you want to do, do it. Anything you want to blah blah blah. Like, and he's like showing them around. Like all these kids are playing games and stuff. And there's kids fucking smoking cigars, playing pool.
Yeah,
and they're like 12 years old. Yeah. I remember as a kid being like, that's fucking. Those kids would murder me.
If I joined the Foot Clan, I could have unprotected sex and smoke crack rock?
I don't think I saw any women there.
They were in the back.
Yeah.
Shredder had it. Shredder
Rockwell,
had it all.
Sam Rockwell.
Rockwell.
That's who's in that movie.
Yes.
That you don't think about because he didn't have like a big part.
Well, because, yeah, he was. It was pre... what was his first big thing? I guess Galaxy Quest and Green Mile came out the same year. So I think that was probably the beginning where people started knowing him. But I would say Ninja Turtles, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you were like, hey, if you think of Sam Rockwell.
TMNT.
I actually think of Matchstick Men because I really like that movie.
I think T-U-R-T-L-E power is what I think.
Half Shell. I can't remember that. Heroes 4. Something. Yeah. I can't remember. Anyway, he holds up 2 cartons of cigarettes. Because the one kid says, you got any cigarettes? That's how he says it.
Right.
And Sam Rockwell's like, regular or menthol? And then they fucking hands him both boxes alike. both cartons of cigarettes. When was the last time you saw a carton of cigarettes?
It's been a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. I remember, like, my parents were super heavy smokers when I was a kid, and it was like they would, like, it's so funny thinking about the things our parents would, like, get hookups for. And it's like, well, I know a guy who goes to an Indian reservation and gets fucking cases of fucking, I don't know, cigarettes.
Winston's.
Right. Something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And my dad would literally come home with, like, a case.
Yeah.
Of fucking cigarettes.
Cigarette boat's coming in tonight, Martha.
Right. And they'd go into the freezer because that's
sure,
they keep.
You, yeah, keep your girts in the freezer. I agree. Yeah. It's been a while. It's been a while. It's been a while since I saw a kid. It's been a while since I unwrapped a pack of cigarettes. That, yeah, I remember there was a whole specific thing about it. Like, you unwrap it, and then you pack it, and then you take one out and flip it upside down. Flip that's your lucky cigarette. And then you take your lighter. You take one cigarette, and you take your lighter, and you flick it, all the flint all over the one cigarette, and you stick that in there. So
what is that?
It's like a sparkler. Yeah. And it was like that was like the bonus. It was, yeah. It's a whole thing.
A special one?
Yeah, I'm sure that's definitely what gave a lot of people cancer. But it would scare the shit out of people. Like, hey, man, can I bum a smoke? And you're like, sure. And then they end up with that one. They're like, what's happening? Like, I don't know, man.
That's funny. I remember in high school, it was like, do kids in high school still smoke?
I doubt it.
I know they vape, right?
Yeah.
Or they don't even call it vaping. They have their fucking
pens.
Yeah, their little Juul. You want to hit this Juul?
No.
You want to hit this Juul?
I want to hit your Juul.
So I feel like
I'm gonna hit you in the Juul, son.
I feel like my class or like you know was probably one of the last
to smoke
smoking classes.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because it was definitely like it became. Like, you would go to a party, and then, like, a couple people would be smoking. And I'd be like, well, that's fucking weird. Like,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then...
Everybody smoked when I was in high school.
Everybody,
like the little kids, like, 9 through 12, everybody. Right. Every time you ended up at a party, and everybody was smoking. Always.
Yeah. And no, we had, like, two or three people. And...
it's better that way.
And it was definitely, like, within our, like, group, there was a... It was more that did than didn't. And it was just, I don't know, there was definitely like a divide of like, I think half of the ones that were smoking were like, oh no, this is just what I do now. And then the other half were like, why? I don't get it. Like you're literally blowing your entire paycheck on cigarettes.
I think this town was just shitty. And so all the party, all the social constructs and like currency was all like drugs and things that are bad for you. Right. So, you know, like the coolest kid was the kid that used to like boot heroin and smoke cigarettes and all that shit. And he'd be like, that was rad. You see, remember how he died like 3 times on Wednesday night? That shit was amazing. Everybody's like, damn, I wish I was as cool as him. I would be getting so much punani, which is also not a word that's really used much anymore.
Punani. No, God, no.
Except for unless you're talking about Danny Punani himself.
Danny and Joey Gladbone, his best friend, Joey Gladbone.
Yeah.
The actual father of his children. no, see, I think about it. Like, I don't know. I thought I was like...
If you can't spot the asshole on the bus, Sean.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel like...
I mean, I don't know, like I was cool. And
that's exactly it.
And,
like,
you know, I don't know.
No, I definitely know that I wasn't like one of the fucking like... Nobody would ask me to hang out. I guess is what I'm getting at.
Right.
Like, nobody would be like, well, Sean's cool. Like, let's go fucking party with... I think people enjoyed my company, but they didn't ask me if I wanted to do anything fun. That was kind of my life. That's still my life.
It was a weird time. Growing up, being in that age range, like 14 till 17.
Yeah.
That's just 3 years. I mean, 3 years is nothing when you're an adult.
But a lot happens, man.
But 14 to 17 is so much. And you think about the summers of 14 through 17. Okay, now as we're having this conversation, we are sitting at...
I was just going to say.
We're sitting on the basketball court that I grew up on at the elementary school that I attended and at the, you know, near the field where we used to pay this, like, clearly schizophrenic man. to
we've talked about this
buy us booze. Uh-huh. And this was the place that he used to bring it. He used to walk like a mile, 2 miles to a store, across a river, get a literal garbage bag full of 40s, drag them back here up mm-hmm. I mean, we live in a valley town, and this school is
uphill both ways, man.
On top of a hill. So he would have to come back up the hill in the sweltering summer heat, and then he'd bury the bag, the black garbage bag, because this is before anybody gave a fuck about doing
right.
You know what I mean? He would bury that sumbitch underneath probably these bleachers, and then we would wait all day and then come to collect our cash at night and sit in these bleachers and get drunk.
That's...
And it was so... It was like every night,
mm-hmm.
and it was so hard to miss those nights. If somebody had to, like, if I had to, like, go out of town to go to my uncle's house, or if...
You felt like you would really miss out on
something.
You're
like, shit, man. Yeah, I mean, we would come back into town, and I would frantically be looking for people. Like, as soon as the car would go in the park, I'd be out the door running up the hill. Like, where could everybody be? You know, they were here. They were down at the locks on the river.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, there was no cell phone,
have a cell phone.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have a citywide walkie-talkie relay system like you. So... Yeah, so, but, it was such a currency just to find people and then get your full, like, hey, man.
You're in the know.
Yeah, your crazy horse has been waiting for you all day. It's boiling hot, you know, but you crack that 40, you twist the cap, and then you inevitably end up in a freestyle cypher with you and a bunch of your white friends hanging out in a basketball court in the dark. And that's where we are right now. No, there used to be. This used to be like this path. They let it grow in with grass and shit, but there used to be lights. But this was definitely the safe space. And this shit right here, this football field, there's a Little Giants football field here. This was never here. This was two baseball diamonds. And in that back corner, there were dugouts and bleachers. So that was where you really wanted to hide.
You tuck away in the corner.
Yeah, and then there's a path in there, which is now totally overgrown, that goes all the way down into the creek.
Oh, yeah.
That goes down to the main avenue of this neighborhood. So if the cops came, we would just book down into the creek, cross, and now we're like a whole neighborhood away.
Right.
So it was cool.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, because they can't drive. They just can't drive. Nah. There's no direct route. Yeah, we had similar shit. We had a park at the top of the town.
Also, good overlook, so you could see what's up.
To an extent. Like, you could definitely get rolled up on if you weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
But I do remember literally, ditching a beer in my hand and running and, like, leaping off of this hill.
It's the best.
And like, no fear. It was the weirdest thing as a kid. Now, I'd be like, well, I'm just going to talk to the cop because even if I'm not supposed to be. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, that just sounds like the least...
Yeah.
Reckless option. But yeah, just literally jumping. I'm trying to explain, I guess. There was a gazebo, not a gazebo. What's like the big fucking like you'd have parties and shit.
Like a tent? Like
no,
a big
like you would rent it for like a party.
I don't know what you're talking
about. God damn it. What the I feel so stupid right now. You would rent it. You would like the town owned it, mm-hmm. and it was in the park,
mm-hmm.
and it had like picnic tables in it and shit. And like
pavilion.
There
fuck
it is. Me.
Okay.
I really don't know shit about shit.
Play the song.
And people would rent that out. So we would go up there, but the park closed at dusk. But we would just go there at fucking like 10 o'clock at night.
Oh yeah, you would.
You know what I mean? 10, 11, 12, depending on.
Sure.
You know, time of year or whatnot. And there was literally probably 30 of us one night just fucking hanging out. Because the thing is, if you do it right, you will not get caught up there. There's no houses nearby. Unless you're making a ridiculous amount of noise, nobody's going to hear you.
Yeah.
On the back side of this thing is the elementary school. Nobody's there. On the other side is the cemetery. And on the third side is... farmland on like half of this park is farmland. So like you're literally in the middle of nowhere practically. So, but the cops do periodically.
They gotta swing check. Through.
So like where the road is that comes in, I remember it came in and there's a hill right on the other side of it.
Yeah.
But if it gradually levels out as you come up the hill, but in the dark I wasn't paying attention. I fucking jumped over thinking like, oh, I'm in the like the relatively flat part. No, I fucking dropped.
Tuck and roll.
Oh yeah, and rolled probably like 15, 20 feet.
Good.
And just laid there as I could hear the kids that got caught get in trouble.
You just stay still.
It was literally, I remember laying there and my head is up towards where the road is.
Yeah.
And I can just see their spotlights.
Looking.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, if I lay right here.
And that's the thing that's missing.
I'm not going to get caught.
That's what's missing.
There's not enough of that, you think?
Well, okay. You grow up and you get used to a certain schedule, right? From the time you're 4 or 5. You get used to this schedule. It's the school schedule.
Sure.
It's up at this time, sort of doing your quote-unquote work until this time.
Yeah.
The rest of the day is yours, Monday through Friday. Every single half-assed holiday, and then a giant break in the summer and a couple smaller breaks throughout the year. And then, you know, you get done with that. Years and years later, and everything changes. You know, you work in the private sector. All of a sudden, you don't get bank holidays off. You don't get all these. You're obviously not taking the entire summer off. There's all these things, right? Unless you're a teacher, of course. So it fucks you up. It fucks your whole adulthood up.
Right.
Because it always makes you long for a time that you'll never have again, which is every summer I get 91 days off or however many days, know what I mean?
And I get to fuck off.
Do whatever you want. Stay up all night, sleep all day, video games, stay up, hang out, walk around the street, whatever. You can do whatever you want for 3 months, no rules. So you have all the responsibility,
right?
But none of the perks.
Now, and this, I would assume...
Go ahead.
Just a quick interjection. I would assume for most kids, how old were you when you got your first job?
15. I mean, if you don't count a paper out, 16, 15.
I don't count a paper out.
Yeah, 15, 16.
So I was 16, yeah. So like the year before that, though, when I was like, well, it's the last week before school, I guarantee I wasn't thinking like, well, next summer you're going to be fucking working.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so you don't even get it. You don't get to even like... say goodbye to it.
No,
it's
just
literally
happens.
Just gone. Because I remember, I started working when I was 16. It was like the right before. It was in the middle of the school year, and then like in the summer, I was working fucking 40 hours a week.
That's a lot. I was
at 16, man.
Yeah, I was being, like, I was a dirtbag. I didn't do quite that, but I definitely all of a sudden had responsibility, and I didn't like it. So I would quit a lot of jobs, didn't want anything to do with it. But then at the same time started to develop envy because I had other friends who stuck it out. And then at the end of the week, they would have money, but not like shitty paper route money, like real money. And all of a sudden there was like weed money and beer money. And that's all anybody wanted was, you know, oh, fucking this dude's going to throw,
$15
in and you're going to get cigarettes and a blunt and you know, he's going to get like $3.40.
Next thing you know, you're asking your mom for 20 bucks.
Exactly. Can I get $5 on the way up? Right. So you get used to this lifestyle and whatever. And then when you get older, everything disappears. And so there's no adventure. Like all of a sudden you have limitless possibilities, right? Like right now, you and I, it's Thursday night. It's what, 7:30? We could do anything we want to do within reason. Obviously, we're in a pandemic and of course. But
typically.
But if we wanted to right now, we could get into your car and go anywhere.
Literally anywhere.
And do anything and stay up as late as we like.
I can take tomorrow off from work. I can do literally whatever I want.
But we won't.
God, no.
And... it's like now that we have the power, we don't even bother to wield it. But when we were young and we had no power, we had the most fun. So what's missing is that sense, that element of adventure, that like, hey, let's meet in the park after dark. Let's drink some beers. You're never going to be in a position, you definitely, me more, most likely, will never be in a position where we're running from the police in the woods. We're never going to, that's never going to happen again.
But also, at the time, nothing terrible is going to happen.
Yeah, I mean.
You'd be running from the cops at, 15. It's just because they want you to go home.
Right.
Now it's like you are causing a problem. You are creating, if for any reason you and I, We're out here and just fucking getting shit-faced in the bleachers.
Yeah.
And the cops rolled up. And if we decided to book it, we'd get arrested.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying. There are real consequences now.
But now, if we were 15 and we were here, or when we were down at the bocce courts a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
And a cop rolls through. I still have that tinge of ush at the cops.
Oh, sure.
And that, but that's just hardwired in, because at the end of the day, we're two grown-ass adults. Mm-hmm. And even if we were sitting in the gazebo drinking a bottle of wine and having a picnic, they're not going to give a shit.
Right.
They're just going to be like, hey, what's up, guys? I mean, they're not, uh-huh. not going to give a shit. Whereas when you're a kid,
you want to have a picnic? Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, this is a long-winded way of me asking you if you want to eat a picnic with me, like a picnic lunch.
Great. How fancy do you want to get?
Pretty fancy.
Okay, so like silverware.
Yeah, silverware, like a basket and something and things that need to be unwrapped, cloth napkins.
Gotcha. Like leather straps.
Yeah.
Holding the plates in place. And
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Probably a bottle of wine with a cork, not a twist cap.
Okay. Things wrapped in paper. The food's wrapped in paper, not just in like a plastic.
Food's wrapped in paper with a masking tape holding it together. Yeah. Like
it came from a butcher.
Yeah.
But like it's been. Mm. Mm-hmm. Sorry. All right. I know what we're doing next week.
Sounds lovely.
So,
yeah, I think like you always kind of chase that, mm-hmm. you know, because it's never going to happen again. Like what the fuck is, when is that ever going to happen again for us? It's never going to happen.
Never going to happen again.
And it sucks. This is the park right here. This spot right there where that trash can is.
Did you look at that?
We walked up here. Uh-huh. Me and a bunch of my friends were in a gang with a...
literally in a gang?
Literally, we were a gang.
What were you called?
I cannot say it on the air. I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
It's just... It's not something that can be said these days.
Okay.
So, we're walking up this up a hill over here on the way, as again, we live in a hill town, a valley town, and we're coming up the hill, and some white hatter, Amstel Light, drinking jerk-offs in a VW, you know, Jetta or whatever,
yeah.
come by, pop some shit. This one kid pulls up his shirt, reveals the end of the handle of a BB gun, which they thought was a real gun. They freak sure. out, go home, call the cops.
Fair enough.
By the time we get up here,
uh-huh.
we walk onto the court, basketballs, probably 10 of 12 of us, 10 of us, whatever, going to play some hoop. Cop cars drive out of these woods, come flying across this park.
Damn.
And we're up against the chain link fence that used to be here. There are cops racking shotguns and putting them in the back of our heads because they thought
Holy
that
shit.
We were armed to the teeth. And they dumped our backpacks out, assuming that they were full of grenades and shit. Like, these kids had painted a picture, and maybe rightfully so.
And I was going to say, there's probably some
sure.
very small justification for
sure.
this.
Sure.
But not to that extent.
But if you think that that right now a couple of guys sitting here in our dainty lawn chairs with our microphones are going to attract
right.
the, you know, if they're not going to drive onto the lawn and well, they might. I mean, I don't know. The police are fucking weird. But basically, like, we're not going to run. We're not going to be like, fuck the recorder. We're out. Yeah.
Let that be our legacy.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, I obviously don't want to get in trouble. I'm just saying that there's a certain amount of like fun,
right.
fun danger.
And there's a weird transition point in your life where you do the adult shit, but you can still get away with the kid shit.
Yeah.
Like that's at like 17, you know, 18, you can still
yeah.
kind of fuck off. And
but then you see your friends who continue to do the stupid shit, and then when they run from the cops, it's for real.
And then it becomes for real.
And those guys are the ones that,
yeah,
I see, and they're like, "Oh fuck, what's up, man?" You know, and you know, hey, you got like $6 I can hold. Like those are conversations I have with those guys. I'm like,
right,
it's okay. I got one of those card readers I put on my. Okay,
I got brought home by the police when I was in third grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shit.
And that...
Youngin.
I think that fucked me up for life.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you do when you were 8 years old?
Oh, I killed a man.
Just to watch
him die.
They
just brought me home. They're like, all right, get in there, you scamp.
You'll be working this out for the rest of your miserable life.
Yeah, I was hammered, too.
Yeah.
Can't
charge him. He's a minor.
He's a minor. We're going to keep this between us, all right? No, it's really shitty. I've talked about it on here before, actually. You'll remember it probably when I say it. I knocked over a shit ton
oh, yeah.
of gravestones
yeah. yep.
in the cemetery.
The cemetery.
Yes, the cemetery. I guess I was just at the age where I didn't understand that what I was doing was really bad and offensive and not okay. And I remember getting caught doing it, and then the like caretaker for the cemetery like basically held me in a corner and was like, cops are on their way. And I was just like, what? No, just let me go, man. I'm not gonna do it again. And he's like, nope, they're coming. And he knew who I was. That's what sucked. I would have fucked off. I would have been like, this old bastard they is not going to keep me here. But the thing is, I live right next door.
Yeah, it's dumb.
To the cemetery.
Right there.
Yeah, terrible idea.
You got to go to like, the next town over.
Well, I saw some other kid doing it.
And you were like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And I was like, oh, that looks fucking, that's fun. I'll do that. And I was just like literally walking home from school and just on my way. Like a fucking small girl frolicking through a meadow, picking flowers, was me skipping my way home, knocking shit over.
If that's the worst thing you've ever done or you ever do, you're fine.
Yeah, for sure. They just tried to scare the shit out of me.
Definitely.
That's what it was. I mean, because, like, I remember it was just, like, the perfect storm of me getting in trouble and shit. Because, like, my grandmother lived with us, and she had company over, and was, like, my aunt and, like, their kids and stuff. Uh-huh. Like, happened to be at our house when the cops fucking brought me home.
Oh, good.
And shit. So there's, like, an audience.
Yeah.
And my grandmother crying and freaking out. Because I'm not the first member of my family to be brought home by the police. You know what I mean? And so I think she thought, like, you were supposed to be the one.
The saga continues.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang,
and it's
Wu-Tang.
Like, fucking again? That's basically what it was. And, yeah, and I think that fucked me up enough to never really do anything crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and then they took me to the police station and shit, and, like, I had to talk to, like, the fucking, like, chief and shit, and it was, like, this whole
thing. They were just making an example. Like, you know, like, you ever think about that as an adult, and you go, oh, they were just fucking with me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They didn't get, like, they were just like, all right, well, here's what we're going to do.
Like, when you said that, and they fucking rolled up with their guns and shit,
yeah.
Part of me is like, thinking that they knew you were just a bunch of asshole kids, and they were like, we're going to scare the shit out of them.
Yeah, what we're still talking about it 20 years later, 25 years later. Yeah, yeah. I miss it, is what I'm saying.
Sure.
I miss
because
a little
there was
bit.
There was a lack of fear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there wasn't, though. I guess the fear was real, but it...
But it was fun.
It was fun, and
there
knew
was,
you weren't...
And there was something to gain from it. There was, like... It was all social shit.
Right.
Like, now...
Status.
I don't give a shit. You know?
Right.
I don't... There's no... It's like back then there were repercussions for missing something. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, you missed something.
Like, you
and
missed
then it's
out.
Like, yeah, dude, you know, where the fuck were you? And then all of a sudden, like, I mean, I missed out on a couple things, and I remember, like, the kids that were there kind of grew closer. And I'm like, shit, I don't want to be cast aside.
I don't want to miss out
I got to, yeah, I got to put in my time. And then, you know, you make a couple of shitty decisions, and, yeah, I don't know. It's a sad thing.
I mean, I have no idea what kids do now. They mostly just, like, go on TikTok and...
Yeah, it's weird. And it's weird raising a kid who's only a couple of years away from where I took that turn, you know?
Right.
And I'm kind of, like, watching her like a barometer, you know? Like, where is she compared to where I was?
Where is this going
to
fall?
When's it going to turn and shit? But she just has no interest. She doesn't have interest in driving, you know what I mean? I mean, she's not there yet, obviously, for you know, I got some time, but... But I was like, yeah, you know, a few more years and you're going to be driving. It's going to go by so fast. She's like, yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to drive. Like, that's too much responsibility. Like, I don't want to do it. I'm like, when I was your age, I was counting the days until
changer.
I could get out of here.
Dude, when your first friend had a car?
Yo, yeah. Yeah.
Done. What was the travel radius for you guys, really? Like, if you were like, hey, you know what? We're going to do this. We're going to do whatever the fuck we want. Because, I mean, in reality... In high school, we could have been like, fuck it, let's just drive to New York City. But nobody does that.
When
Even
I was,
they have the ability to, nobody ever does it.
When the night I got my license, I drove to the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Did you really?
Yep. Wow. By myself. I drove down.
Completely by yourself?
100% by myself. Yep.
And then you just turned around and came back?
Yep.
Did you just not have toll money? Or
I had toll. I just wanted to, you can see the lights of the city from the bridge. And I remember just thinking like, I just did that myself. It took a couple hours, and I could do this whenever I want.
And this is here. This is available to me.
This is.
And I think a lot of people don't think about that.
Yeah.
Being from up here, I mean, at least in Fort Plain where I grew up, and I don't know if there were other kids who did feel that way, but I certainly didn't.
Yeah.
Like, New York City might as well be on the other side of the planet
yeah.
for me.
I kind of grew up with the knowledge that it was, I mean, my best friend lived in the city and, you know, we spent time back and forth and stuff and, you know, so I knew it was there, but just having the power to do it yourself and,
oh, for sure.
And just go like, oh yeah, I got here. I know how to drive. I can do this. It's not that big of a, you know?
Yeah.
But on the regular, like when my friend started getting their licenses and shit, I don't know, you know, we'd go to like, I don't know, nowhere really. It was like a real, like, you know, in well, the summer you'd go like, up to the lake and you'd hang out up there. Somebody had a camp. And so, you know, right. You'd drive up to the lakes and get drunk and shit. Or you go into Albany, like we'd skip school and go to Albany.
See, just, we didn't do any of that shit.
Well,
man.
Albany was like another half an hour for you too. I mean, it's like an hour.
Right, that's
for
what I'm
us,
saying
it was
though.
20
like,
something minutes and we're downtown. Like, we used to go to Lark, not Lark Street, Quail Street Deli. Mm-hmm. And there's another bodega in Arbor Hill. And we used to go there because they would sell us 40s.
Sure.
So we'd skip school, drive downtown, get 40s, and then a lot of times, like, just park right on the street outside Empire State Plaza. We used to walk up in the Capitol and shit. They used to just let you up in the offices, yeah. Like, you know? So we'd just, like, walk around there and shit, go to the museum because it was free, you know? And then come home, and that was the end of it.
Yeah, we skipped school one time. And I think we just went to like fucking Denny's in the morning and then a couple of us looked at apartments, like an apartment in fucking Johnstown, because we were going to go to like the community college.
Oh yeah,
like that's what we did. That's how we spent our fucking, like, that's like day. A reasonable thing to kind of almost, yeah. That's almost a reasonable thing to take a day off for.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, that was
an
it.
Asshole.
That was it.
My girlfriend's 2 years older than me, and when we were dating in high school, she was already gone.
Right.
Like, so I just would not go to school. I think I went to school maybe, it was under 90 days my junior year of school. I didn't.
Wow.
Yeah. And in fact, I almost got, the principal threw a punch at me because I made fun of him for that shit, for calling me out on it. And it was this whole thing, but like, yeah, I just stopped going. I just didn't care. I barely went to high school. The second half of high school, I barely attended. I was barely there. Like, just, I would go to school if there was a concert that night. Like, in like, you know, we used to go to like Saratoga or mm-hmm. Albany to go to shows and shit all the time. So I would go just to make sure everybody was still going.
Right. It was more of a,
yeah.
That's where you would go to communicate.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
That's where, yeah.
Exactly.
It was like the hub.
Yeah. And then I would walk into school, get off the bus, if I had to take the bus. One of my friends, I had a friend who drove really early, like the day he turned 16, like it was on, you know, he got a car. He was super smart and very, very like trustworthy for his parents and shit. So he would drive me to school, and then we would like stop at the red light in front of like the McDonald's on the way to school, and I would jump out of the car. And it happened so much that he got nuts and wouldn't take me to school anymore because he was just like, "You're ruining your life." And I was like, "Shut up, dude. I don't care. I'm going to go get laid
right
now." You know, like, fuck off. So I would have to take the bus to school, and then I would get off the bus, walk into the school, walk straight through the school, and just walk across the front lawn and cross the road and then disappear mm-hmm. into the darkness. And eventually, like, one of the high school football, like the offensive coordinator was like a hall monitor.
Right.
And so he would try to catch me, and then he would like run after me across the lawn, and I would like run away from him.
Sure.
And it was great. It was just entertaining.
Right. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely, I think my sophomore year, I skipped a bunch of school. Because
you had to get your taxes done and shit.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, well, you know, I'm working full time now. Yeah. No, I was...
April's coming up.
my mom worked early. She had to be to work at like 5 a.m. So I would get up and there'd nobody.
Oh,
it was just me and my brother.
Your choice.
Yeah, and
the
then
other's
it was
choice.
Like, well, I could just fuck it. And then like, there were definitely like countless times that she just assumed I was in school.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And I would just like... I could just stay home and nobody would know. Yeah, I'm just going to fucking stay home.
Yeah.
And
but you wouldn't do anything. You'd just stay home.
I literally would just stay home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do I do?
I don't
literally
know.
Everybody else was at school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was a small enough town that, like, I was the one kid that stayed home. You know what I mean? Like, and if I went anywhere, it was like, what are you doing? Why aren't you in school?
Oh, yeah. Everybody
that went
know.
Anywhere. Yeah.
So a friend of mine lives a couple miles down the road. She went to the next school district over. But she lives like pretty close to this bike path that it's like right off this highway, right. Whatever. So the one night, it was like, you know, it was a weeknight or whatever. A friend of mine and I said we were going to skip school and we were going to go hang out with her at her house because her parents were gone all day too. She was going to skip school. Whatever, cool. But we didn't want to walk all the way there because it's like five sure. miles or 6 miles or something. It's a long
to
time.
Walk.
So we stole bikes off a porch and we left a note and it said, sorry we stole your bikes. They'll be returned tomorrow evening in perfect condition. Thank you. Thieves. We just took the fucking bikes.
Oh,
we stashed
God.
Them in an abandoned building.
Sure.
In the morning, we got up. Like we were walking to the bus stop. We went to the abandoned building. We took our bikes out. We rode them out to this house. We hung out uh-huh. all day. We stashed the bikes when we came back into town. And then that night, over like, you know, in the dead of the night, we took the bikes back and left another note saying thank you. And that was it.
That must have been the most bizarre. They probably still tell that story. Like, do you remember that time?
They left a very courteous note.
But they brought them back. I wasn't using it.
I was going to call the police, but then I just thought, let's see
how this plays
out. I
thought that's
how
you were going to end that story. I thought you were going to end that story with, like, and then we brought him back, and then we realized the mistake we had made was telling them exactly when we were going to bring him back.
Yeah, they were cool with it.
The farthest I ever rode my bike at, like, that age was I rode my bike all the way to St. Johnsville.
How far
is
that?
I know that's no reference for anybody, but it's like 7 miles. 8 miles. I actually don't know. But it was a hike for a fucking bike ride. And the bike path didn't go all the way there at the time.
Right.
And we literally just, my buddy and I, rode our bikes all the way to fucking, I don't know how many times. Well, I guess twice. Twice I rode my bike to a neighboring town with the hopes of getting some sort of action from a girl.
Oh, that's definitely what it was. Yeah, think about
like
the driver of that shit.
Right. That's literally why I fucking rode my bike all the way to St. John's. And then the same reason I rode it to the town in the other direction, too. Like, my buddy and I were like, yeah, no, this is good. Like, this is going to work out.
Yeah.
Like, making plans and shit. Like, listen, man, like, I don't know who they're going to be into or whatever, but if the one girl is kind of into me, we got to, like, or the one girl's into you, we got to agree, like, all right, we're going to back off, and then we're going to go
for it. Did it ever work out for you?
Never.
Never.
That shit never worked out. There was one time that I was, like, hanging out with my buddy's house, and, like, it was just the two of us, and then he was like, hey, man, can you stay here because this girl I'm trying to get with is coming over, but she's bringing her friend. So can you, like, hang out with her friend, like, while I'm here? And I'm like, fuck. What am I going to say, no, and be an asshole?
No.
That's what you do, you know? And so I was like, yeah, man, that's cool. And But I had zero interest in this fucking girl. So I basically had to, like, just entertain her for, like, several hours.
How old were you, do you think?
Like I was probably 14.
Yeah. That was the worst time for all that shit. Like, when I was that age, I just hated everything so much. My friends were all... They were either, like, absurdly attractive or they had the confidence to be...
Right.
And in retrospect, like, one of them was super gay. And so that sort of... disinterest always got him laid. Like,
right.
He just, you know what I mean? He would always end up hooking up with girls because he just wasn't interested. And at that age, they just were attracted to that for some reason. So I was always kind of hanging out like, hey, guys.
Well, yeah, because
you know, my voice
it,
is all fucking high. I look like fucking, you know, Spanky McFarlane. And I'm just like, what? Hi. Yeah. My shirt's all tight and my tits. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. I don't want to go in the pool because I can't take off my shirt. You know, and just in all that fucking shame that came from being 14 and trying to, like, kiss a girl.
Oh,
and that
dude.
Shit never, that shame still lives in me to this day and just comes out in weird ways.
When I was maybe 14, 15, there was this, like, group of us that, like, would hang out and stuff, and it was like this random group of people, but I would, like, there was this one girl I had a thing for, and I remember, like, being like, asking her to, like, go out with me and shit, and, like, I kissed her and stuff, but, like, even at that age, I could remember being like, she hates this. She hates this, but I think is am I wrong? Is this just normal? Is this just, I was too young to fucking know any better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think she just doesn't know how to say no to me right now. You know what I mean?
You are very masculine at 14.
Apparently.
Just a fuzz
And
child.
Please don't get the impression that I fucking did anything.
Yeah. So I'm finger blasting this girl behind. She's screaming and I'm like, shut up.
It was literally just kissing her. And that was literally all it is.
As I was saying,
I was like, holy shit, it's going to sound like I'm sexually assaulting this girl. But no.
She was probably in the same boat. Like, I'm supposed to kiss somebody at this point, right?
Right. That's probably right. Yeah.
Two people in that position.
But like.
Oh, God.
It was so awkward, dude. And I remember being like it's so funny the things that like you. That stay in your head, and they're going to live there forever, and there's nothing you can do about it.
And I find shit like that.
There's nothing you can do about it now.
No, and I find that rearing its head in different social situations, like when I'm like, I don't know, like if I'm on a job, like a gig or something,
right.
where I'm around a bunch of strangers, all of a sudden I'm like that 14-year-old version of me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. All these other people are cool, and I'm just hanging out over here looking like a fucking idiot.
Right. Yeah,
you
man.
Know, it's mm-hmm. it's, but it's the same exact muscles flexing. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
it never goes away.
I posted this thing on Facebook yesterday. I don't know if you saw it, where like, there's this moment of my life from sixth grade. That's literally living in my brain and will never go away.
Oh, I did see it, and I related to it so hard.
And so basically, so I had Pokemon cards
yeah.
as a kid because that's what you fucking
that's
did.
What you did.
And a kid in my, we had this thing during the day where I think the school just did a really bad job with scheduling. So they had this thing in the middle of the day called team time where they would ask every sixth grader.
Figure it out.
Every sixth grader would literally sit in the band room for like 45 minutes.
Wow.
But you were supposed to just be quiet and work.
Yeah, it sounds
literally
like
every sixth grader. Was in the same room at the same time.
So all 13 of you were in the...
Well, there was like... There were like 70 of us or something. 60, 70 of us. And I remember like showing my Pokemon cards to like some kids. They were like, hey, we'll bring our Pokemon cards in and we'll look at them and... excuse me. And then we'll like trade and shit. You know what I mean? And I brought mine in. And I remember getting my binder of cards back. And, like, my best card was just gone. Just fucking gone. And to this day, dude, I know who did it, and I didn't say a fucking word about it.
And those are the moments that make you for the rest of your life.
And I'm telling you, dude, I think that, literally that moment
yeah.
has shaped how I make decisions the rest of my life.
Yep.
Like, for the better, I think. Because, I mean... I think I'm way less likely as an adult to put up with any shit like that. Like if I knew somebody took something from me,
yeah.
fuck you. Like it's on, I guess. But like the fact that that's, and I don't think it was a switch. You know what I mean? That went off at that moment in yeah. my life. I think it's just the fact that that's lived in my head my entire life. Like you're the guy.
I'm the same. I have the
you
opposite.
Were the guy in sixth grade. That let the fucking bully steal something from you and you didn't do shit.
That's funny.
He thinks to this day, well, I'm sure she probably doesn't even think about it. Maybe he does. I don't know.
No.
Maybe he grew up and was like, I can't believe
it. Do you know this guy still?
I know who he is, but I don't know where he lives or anything anymore.
Yeah.
I mean.
We could go fuck him up.
We could. That would make me feel great, actually.
say the word.
But yeah, like I think because of that, claiming so much real estate in my brain for the last fucking 15 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or more than 15
yeah.
years, like
yeah, 20 years.
I think because of that, it's affected how I put up with shit now.
I can identify. I read that and I identified with that so hard, but I didn't change. There are times like when not now, my kids sadly maybe a little bit, or she's nearing the point where she's past fucking playgrounds and shit.
Sure. Does she still like trick or treating?
Yeah.
You're still there.
She's
bummed.
And she wants to go to the park once in a while, you know, but like now
right.
she's whatever. But, you know, up until this year, going to the park and shit, there was a few times where there was like some shitty kids there. And
okay,
I
yeah.
had the feeling like I was their peer. Like, all of a sudden I saw these shitty kids, and I was like, maybe we should avoid these kids because you don't know. Like, the tough kids are going to come over here and start some shit. And I was like, wait a minute, you're a fucking adult. Like, yeah, you could kick one of these people so hard that they can't make more shitty people.
Right.
And I just have to, like, I had to, I would have to remind myself occasionally that I was an adult and I could beat these kids up and everything is fine.
But if the shit went down, you'd be okay.
Yeah. But, I don't know,
one of them might be strapped with a BB gun.
Fuck, I know. God, it's been a while since I took hot rocks.
But no, dude, like, it's just so funny how moments like that just stick with you.
Yeah, they literally shape you.
Forever. And
oh, God, this fucking pool party. I remember going to this pool party in, like, seventh grade, and it being a big seventh grade, it was a big deal, you know, and everybody's like, oh, this pool party's happening. Like, oh, pool party. You know, like, yeah, it's going to, like, it's a co-ed pool party. And that was the first moment I remember.
You're like, oh.
Thinking, yeah. Because I was sexualized really young. And so I was always like, I don't know. I always was around girls. Uh-huh. And I was like, this is the very field where after a field day in kindergarten, I picked like a handful of weeds and gave to a girl. And I was like, you're going to be my girlfriend now.
Dude, I was that kid. Yeah, I get it.
And so like, it was, so it's like I knew girls existed and I always liked girls.
Sure.
But it was different. Seventh grade, it was like...
It was totally different.
Because
now there's an expectation.
All the hormones kicked in to back up that... Because up till that point, it was like emotional. And now there was like all the muscle, all the hormone...
Right.
...was like the driver now. Yeah. I wasn't in the driver's seat anymore. And, you know, there's this big co-ed pool party, right? And it was with a girl's house who I had gone to elementary school with. I'd literally known my entire life. Like, we weren't like tight or anything, but still, you know, whatever. But I remember, like, you know, all my friends were like, what are you going to wear? Like, what the fuck? But then having it kind of be a thing. And go, well, I guess I'm going to wear my best Bart Simpson t-shirt to this tonight.
Sure.
And, you know, I should probably make sure my Bugle Boy fucking swim trunks are clean. But I won't get into the pool because I have...
Just having this conversation is stressing me out.
I have breasts and I am bit self-conscious about being around girls without my shirt on. I won't do that. But like, you know, seeing my friends and in my head now, like when I remember this in my head, my friends were like 22-year-old fucking what's his name? The fucking lead singer of Maroon 5.
Like Adam Levine.
All my friends were like Adam
Levine.
They
were all Adam Levine. Yeah. You and a bunch of Adam Levines.
Right. It's like it's like fucking Chunk from fucking Goonies and then four Adam Levines rolling into this party together. Yeah. And I'm dressed like a fucking 12-year-old.
Like an actual 12-year-old.
Yeah. And they're like, and they got like fucking Brute by Fabergé and High Karate and shit on and like Dracar. And they're all fucking dripping, you know, and they're like, yeah, what's up? Like one of my friends got his ear pierced. I'm like, what the fuck? When did that happen? Like, we're going to a party. You know,
is that a mustache?
Yeah, what? I just saw you 8 hours ago. And then just having that weird,
wait,
awkward
you brought
moment.
Condoms?
right. Well,
I didn't even think of that.
I brought two. Okay. Because I know the first time I'm going to pop quick, so I bought the second one.
But I think I'll be ready to go in like 5 minutes after that.
Yeah, I'm young. I got stamina. It's fine. But I just like, in my head, I'm back at that picnic table in that backyard on that deck, that above ground pool where I was like, that's awesome. You know, like in my head, it's like I'm at Club Med, but I'm there drinking fucking Hawaiian Punch, getting the Hawaiian Punch mustache.
It's
going,
the same shit. And then like the first time you see like these girls from your class as physical, like, like beings. And like, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, do you hear so-and-so? She has a two-piece on. Holy shit. And it's an actual thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know what's happening to me right now.
Yeah, you're like a werewolf.
And you don't know what to do with that. And you like, but you're also like, and you assume that they're just not crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, but they're just as fucking crazy as you are.
I think they get crazier a little later. I think usually it's just the boys that go nuts first.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
You know? We all try, it's like this weird werewolf season where all of a sudden we're all like, what's happening? What? It's like that transition where you're watching your hand pulse. I don't know what's happening. Right. And your dad's just like, it's okay, buddy.
Yeah, but then you can dunk a basketball.
Dude, I remember going upstairs to my parents' room and going, all right, look, I don't want to make a big deal out of this. And I'm really, really sorry. I fell asleep on the couch last night. And I'm pretty sure I peed my pants.
Mm.
Now, it doesn't smell, which is weird. And I remember my parents looking at each other and not knowing what had happened until I was in my fucking 20s and going like, oh, my God. I just went and told my parents I jizzed all over their couch.
Poor guy.
But you don't know. And just having my dad go like, yeah, all right, but it's no big deal. Don't worry about it. Just go and
that's good
take a shower. Yeah.
God, there's a 0% chance I would have had that conversation with my dad. 0%
I didn't
chance.
Know.
No, no. I mean,
if I had known what it was, I wouldn't have said.
Even if I didn't know, I don't think I would have. Like, I had so much shame on me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That, like, yeah. Like, I threw up once at a camping thing when I was a Boy Scout in the middle of the night. I literally, like, threw up in the middle of the night. And just, I was so embarrassed.
You
ate
it? It's like a cat.
I'm just like. Just throwing up more as a
you deserve this.
No, like I remember, like I was so terrified. Like, but I had one garbage bag,
yeah,
and a hoodie. I literally cleaned up all the nasty ass puke with a hoodie and threw it in a garbage bag and tried to act like no, nothing happened.
Here's why
nothing happened.
Here's why there's a connection here.
Uh-huh.
It's at my aunt and uncle's house when I was like 12, mm-hmm. maybe 11, 12, somewhere around there. Too old to be doing this shit. Spent the night. They have a really nice house. Like, they never had kids. They treated me really well. It was a really nice fucking house.
Uh-huh.
Spoiling me, right? And my aunt brings out this plate of cookies. You know those coconut fudge or coconut chocolate bars with the graham cracker bottoms and the chocolate chips in them? You know what I'm talking about? Like cookie bars. They're like, eat them cold sometimes. Whatever.
Sure.
So
I mean, they sound delicious.
I ate a plate of them.
Yep. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes. Yeah.
They're very rich.
Yeah, that's fair.
I ate a plate of them.
Of course.
I went to bed.
Uh-huh.
I woke up in the middle of the night. I fucking threw up everywhere.
Yeah.
The only thing I had access to were the towels that were left in the bathroom for me. So I used them to wipe up as much puke as I could
mm-hmm.
and then had this pile of puke towels. And I opened the bathroom window and threw the towels out into the yard.
Oh, no.
And the yard is just a big, empty yard. It's not like I threw them into the neighbor's yard or they lived in the city where it was like they're in the alley. There was just a pile of white towels.
Just a pile of puke towels.
In the middle,
in the
of,
middle of this yard.
And they never said a word to me.
Oh, that's...
That's sweet.
Yeah.
But that was my but so
no, see,
shameful.
You get it.
Yes, like, a million percent. Like,
dude.
Just dripping in shame.
I think I ignored a lot of the ways that people like acted towards me as a kid. You just ignore. I think that was like my armor of dealing with people's shit. I wasn't like explicitly bullied as a kid, but I was definitely not on anyone's like short list of people they wanted to like. Not nobody. I mean, I definitely had friends and shit, but like there was this girl I was super into when I was a kid. Like when I was like, you know, preteen, that age, there was like the girl that I had like a thing for, you know what I mean? And that was the girl that I'd be like, hey, I got this flower for you. Like that, you know what I mean? Like that shit. Like it would, or there'd be a dance, like, can I dance with you? You want to dance? And she was like nice enough to always be like, yeah, okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like she didn't hate me, I don't think, or like to the point where she was like embarrassed to be seen with me or anything like that.
Right.
But like, I would like call her and try like, cause you would fucking talk on the phone. Yeah. That was like a huge thing when like, I know kids just fucking text each other and shit. Now they probably don't even do that. Just fucking like Snapchat.
Yeah. Which is Snap, bro.
So, like, I remember, like, I would, like, call. I had, like, all these phone numbers memorized. And I would call, and, like, her mom would answer the phone and be like, I would, like, talk to her all the time on the phone and shit. And I remember one time calling her up, and, like, literally half my class was at her house when I called. I remember when that happened, I was just like, huh. All right. But I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, because I know, like, my gut reaction to that now is like, oh, I get it. All right, fuck you. I guess we're not tight. But I'm pretty sure at the time I just chalked it up to, well, I just wasn't invited. That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Dude, that was...
I relate to that.
That was a rough night. And then, but I, and I still was like, well, what are you guys doing? Like, well, that's cool. What are you guys all up to right now? Like, and I'm pretty sure the only reason she probably even talked to me is because her mom was like,
you should
talk to this boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what do you think that all comes from though? Do you think all that awkward shit and all that shame and all that shit, do you think it just comes from a place of, you know, I mean, obviously there's the human development and there's hormones and shit like that, but sure. It's also the sense of not having any like power. You have no power over your own existence.
Right.
You know, like,
well, I think I had a lack, there's a huge lack of confidence in who you are as a person.
Yeah. You're trying to figure it all out.
Yeah. You're trying to figure it out.
But you also can't do anything about it.
You can't, but you don't know that.
Yeah.
And you also assume that everybody else knows who they are.
Yeah.
I mean, at least I can't speak for you, but I'm saying for me, there was definitely a sense of, I assumed every other kid had their shit together and that I was just a fucking spaz who had no idea how the world worked.
Yeah, that's what it felt like a lot. But I mean, you know, I was, I'm the kid that wore the fucking, you know, African pendant to my first day of ninth grade.
Dude, I wore in ninth grade, I fucking,
bad year.
I had a stitched fucking sweatsuit and a do-rag.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was that kid.
That was my
because
year.
I was like, and I think it was just because, and in my school, there were no black kids in my school. And it's like, oh, that's a culture that I can adapt because nobody else has that.
Yeah, that's me.
And so I fucking like stole it essentially. You know what I mean? I was that kid.
First day in ninth grade, I wore a black t-shirt with an African pendant screen printed on it. I wore a pair of purple Carl Kanai jeans, cross colors jeans, and a Malcolm X sneakers. Ooh. And I had a 34 shaved in the back of my head for Charles Barkley. We did have black kids in our school.
Yep.
That went just about as you think it would.
Yeah, I would imagine.
They were, and you know what? In retrospect, it could have gone a lot worse. And a couple of them ended up being very, very close friends of mine.
Sure.
And every once in a while, if I run into them, we still kind of joke about it. But that was me. And then the following year, 365 days later, the first day of school, my hair was bleached white. I wore fucking black and white striped tights with combat boots and cut off fucking, you know, army pants and a shirt that said cocksucker on it. So you go through...
Yeah.
A lot in a short period of time.
I painted my nails.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, black nails.
Like that was literally like the following year.
Yeah.
It was like black nails, skull t-shirts and shit, fucking baggy pants with like 1,000 pockets.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
shit,
yeah, sure. UFO
and
pants.
Fucking like,
what's the adult equivalent to that amount of change? Like, what would you have? What would you have to go through in 1 year? Think about that shit.
Okay.
To lose your identity that hard,
that you become a totally different person.
Dude, because that's like 180. You and I went through the same trajectory years
funny.
Apart,
yeah,
but like, but same trajectory in the same amount of time. And think about how fucking crazy different those two people are.
I think the equivalent of that at this age would be like guys who get divorced, buy cars they can't afford, start dyeing their hair, grow a goatee, get their ear pierced, who didn't, you know, who
that's
previously
good.
Didn't.
Yeah.
I think that's the equivalent.
Start dating like a 22-year-old.
Start dating a girl that's way too young for them.
That's funny.
But, I think
but
that's
imagine
the
having
adult
that like
equivalent.
Every male in that age range,
right,
in that school, like, you know, all right, all of you are going to go fucking insane for the next 2 years. And by 11th grade, usually, like, I think 11th grade, I was kind of more of a hippie. I was like, you know, fucking.
Definitely started figuring out who I was around that age.
Yeah,
around 11th grade.
But
you
that
start...
first 2 years is brutal.
Yeah, it's rough.
That's fucking brutal. Oh, my God.
Like, dude,
oh
I remember
my God.
I had this really, you know what's funny? Is that the way things go, though? Like, I had this NBA hat.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the time, it was definitely like what am I trying to say? It was a flat brim hat, you know, in like the early 2000s, which was very much a look for like hip hop culture and shit like that. Like now everybody wears them, but like at the time, it was just like, so everybody thought it was weird that I wore this hat, that I was wearing this like flat brim fucking pinwheel red and dark blue.
Yeah.
NBA hat with a fucking like NBA logo on it and shit. And like, what's funny is I would totally wear that now, and I don't think anybody would say a word.
No.
But at the time, everybody's like, I remember adults being like, why don't you bend the brim on your hat?
Yeah. That looks uncomfortable. How are you going to work in that?
Right.
There's a lot of bats out
there. The bats are out. Yeah.
A lot of them.
Well, they've taken right they've taken back the land.
Wow. Yeah, we're getting swarmed. Yeah, feels like a pretty good spot to wrap up.
That was a good chat, Jay.
It was fun. I'm glad that we could do this here.
Well, it seemed like, you know what? I'm wondering if the location sparked our conversation.
Yeah, kind of. And we didn't talk about it ahead of time, so I think it's sort of organic.
That was probably good. I mean, that's something we should start doing, is not talking, not really having a full-in conversation before we start the podcast.
Yeah, we sat down and you said something funny, and I just hit record, and then we.
Yeah, and it kind of just worked out.
Yeah, it was good. I'm glad we could do this here. I'm glad that I could bring you to where I made the nascent bad decisions that I would
this
continue
is what
to make.
All. I mean, yeah, if you want to take a road trip, I can take you.
Yeah, we'll do it.
You know what's funny, though, is my hometown, if two guys sat on the basketball court with headphones and microphones, the cops would be called. Because they'd be like, I don't know, what some CIA or some fucking like Russian spies.
Well, listen, I mean, honestly, if this wasn't so hidden back, I'm pretty sure somebody would call the cops.
Fair enough. We are kind of tucked away.
We're tucked away.
I can think of a couple places we could. I mean, if you wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, it's right now, we'll pull the curtain back on the great and powerful Lazwa. It is the 20th? 21st?
Today's date?
Yeah, it's like we're entering the
it's the 20th, yeah.
Okay. So we're going to be in the third week of August tomorrow. So we're running out of days, man. We're running out of days where we're going to be able to do this.
We probably got a month left.
We probably got four outdoor nighttime shows, and then I think maybe we can kind of rejigger the schedule
so
that
we're daytime.
We'll do a couple like weekend during the days, and then it's going to be fucking awful.
And then we're back in the basement.
Which
I think is okay. I think we've gone to the other side. You know what? This entire time we did not talk about the pandemic once. And I think the past couple of weeks we haven't really talked about it and all the shitty people we encounter.
I think that doing this has kind of made it easier.
It helps.
Yeah, it helps to get together and do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Well, Sean, I got to ask you before we get attacked by rabid bats who are dive bombing us at a rapid clip. I mean, was this any good for you at all?
Oh, this is so good for me.